This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Think about this the next time you toss a used cardboard box in the recycling pile. That seemingly useless agglomeration of wood pulp is worth something to somebody. Cardboard stealing is apparently on the rise. John Metcalf's article on the subject for AtlanticCities.com is called Inside the Surprisingly Lucrative World of Cardboard Theft. John, it's good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
So there were a couple of things in the headline of this post that got to us. The first was cardboard theft, and then the second was surprisingly lucrative. Really?
It's true. People don't really think about it at all because it's seen as garbage. But in New York City, just New York, the people who recycle this material say they're losing $8 to $10 million each year due to people just ganking their cardboard.
I'm sorry, ganking their cardboard? Is that a word?
Yeah, just stealing it right off the curb.
Well, so how does it work? I mean, it's you go into some detail here in this piece. It's more than a one-man operation, right?
Anyone, basically, who wants to rent a van or a truck can just do that and then drive down, say, Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn at night, just throwing cardboard in the back of the truck. And you could, you know, make $1,000 that way in one night.
If I wanted to do this, needing a break from public radio, I couldn't actually just go out and rent a truck and do it, right? I'd have to rent that truck. I'd have to get some guys. And I'd have to line up someplace to sell it to, right? I mean, there's a certain amount of enterprise that has to happen here.
Yeah. I guess when people hear cardboard theft, they might get a picture in their head of like a homeless guy pushing a shopping cart down the street. And that's not actually what's happening. People are organized around this. There are gangs. There are rings. In, I guess, the most recent bust, these guys, two from New Jersey, one from Staten Island, were taking cardboard from the loading docks of Walmarts in New Jersey, and they were just backing their trucks up and pretending to be license haulers, and no one asked a lot of questions.
I imagine that the New York Police Department says it has better things to do with its time than worry about this.
Well, that's what the licensed haulers claim. They say the police are too busy, the attorney's office does not, you know, view this as a significant priority. And even when a thief is arrested and their vehicle's impounded, the city agencies don't want to deal with this truck that's just loaded up full of old, musty cardboard.
How widespread is this? I mean, you did the bulk of your reporting, I imagine, in New York, but does it happen in Chicago and here in L.A.? I mean,
yeah, it happens everywhere there's cardboard. The word is out. It's been happening for decades, and it's really gotten bad in the past couple of years because the price of cardboard has gone up. Like developing countries like India and China really want this material, and so it's just basically free money lying on the sidewalks.
Is this going to ever get solved, do you think, or is this just going to—it's one of those crimes that just it keeps on going?
Well, I guess going back to New York, it's happening because the penalties for it are not that big. It's basically a misdemeanor. You get a notice of violation if you're caught. The New York City Council actually has a bill that it's debating that would add enhanced criminal penalties to this, and that might make a dent in it.
Does this then trickle down into the regular economy? I mean, do the licensed recyclers then have to raise their prices?
That's what they're claiming. They say that they're going to have to charge more because they're not making as much money, and that could affect consumers because then the businesses might raise the price of their, you know, groceries or whatever it is they're selling.
John Metcalf, he's a reporter at theatlanticcities.com. His piece that we're talking about is called Inside the Surprisingly Lucrative World of Cardboard Theft. John, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.